The developer of Oceanfront Squamish, Matthews West, is in the early stages of creating another oceanfront community in Port Alberni, on Vancouver Island. The project recently passed a significant milestone with the signing of the Samas Lands Master Development Agreement. The agreement, signed April 8, is between the City of Port Alberni and Matthews West Developments Limited. Matthews West. Similar to the Oceanfront Squamish project, the Port Alberni land is a waterfront property that used to be home to industry. In Port Alberni, located 195 kilometers north of Victoria, with a population of close to 30,000, the 43-acre property was previously known as the Samas Division Sawmill. The island city bought the lands from Western Forest Products in 2021. The mill closed permanently in 2017, due to a lack of log supply and market uncertainty caused by duties on softwood lumber sold into the United States. In 2023, the City of Port Alberni selected Matthews West as the development partner for the transformation of its waterfront property. Matthews West has an option to purchase the property. Similar to Squamish, the island project is envisioned to become a mixed-use development that would include park space, retail, office spaces and housing, in addition to light industrial businesses and public access to the waterfront. As with Oceanfront Squamish, the plan for the island project is that a percentage of the land would be dedicated as public space and retained under the municipality's jurisdiction. The development of the Port Alberni lands requires remediation before construction can begin, as did the Squamish project. With the agreement in hand, the City of Port Alberni will share investigative studies from remediation and site preparation work completed to date, according to a city news release. Next, Matthews West will lead a master planning process in consultation with the community. Just as the developer has worked with Squawu7meshekswumix, Squamish Nation, for its local project, First Nations will be integral to the Port Alberni project, according to the news release. Matthews West also a partner with the Nation on the Chikai River development in Brackendale. We look forward to the upcoming work on the site, engaging with the community, and working hand-in-hand with the city, Saishot, Sisseth, and Hoopakasseth First Nations on this exceptional development opportunity, said John Matthews, president of Matthews West, in the news release about the Port Alberni project. Matthews noted the similarities of the two BC oceanfront projects in an exchange with the Squamish chief. We're thrilled about the upcoming work on the Samas lands in Port Alberni. Port Alberni mirrors many aspects of Squamish's growth story from two decades ago. Like Squamish, it's emerging as a vibrant, outdoor-focused hub located along the main corridor to a major tourism destination, he said, in an emailed statement. The area is seeing increasing interest thanks to its natural beauty, established population and economic base, access to world-class recreation, including Sproat Lake, Mount Arrowsmith, Tofino, and Bamfield, a close-knit community, and attainable housing options for young families. Much like Oceanfront Squamish, the Samas Lands is a waterfront, mixed-use development site directly connected to the downtown core, positioning it to play a transformative role in the city's future. For more on the Port Alberni project, go to the City of Port Alberni website.